to some folks who listen to us on a regular basis that the Bellingham Veterinary Clinic, I was over there yesterday, and there's a few of them there that listen to the Brad and John show. And not just, I think the animals do as well, but yes, the people who work there.
We've heard that people play the music and stuff for pot plants and different things like that in the grow ops.
I don't know if they listen to the clinic or if they just listen on their own, you know, on their own time when they're outside of the work. But they do listen over there. And the lady, I had to stop over there yesterday and hand him it was a fecal sample, Brad.
Yes.
And it was very embarrassing because I.
Are we worried about worms? What are we dealing with here?
Well, I didn't realize when they called and requested a fecal sample that I showed up and I didn't realize it was my dog's sample that they were looking for. So imagine the embarrassment for that. No, it was it's the hotel. The dog hotel requires if your dog is going to stay there, you got to send a sample. You have to have a sample analyzed like once a year.
Does he have to be vaccinated too?
Oh, you got to have all the shots. Yeah, all that stuff has to happen. But I thought maybe that's not a bad policy to have in place for certain hotels. Maybe if you run an Airbnb, you got a great Airbnb place. Mm-hmm. Maybe you require that of the people who come to your place. You know, drop some samples off here.
Any methamphetamines and the leftovers there?
I just want to make sure. Yeah, you know, you test all that stuff up. Make sure you're getting the right person coming into your house when you're Airbnb-ing it, being it out. But you have to have all these different things. At first, I thought it was that they just didn't want my dog to stay with them, that they had him there once, and they just thought, him again.
Yes.
So the next time I tried to get him to stay there, they said, you need this, that, and the other thing. Your dog needs to be updated on this, that, and the other thing. But I guess it's like it's kind of a standard thing.
Are you going out of town or something soon?
Oh, just in case. No, his thing is expired. So over Christmas, if I do go out of town, he's covered. So I'll be covered for another year.
Well, speaking of pets, John, I saw this little study, and I want you to think about your interactions with Harpo and see if he falls into this category. 80% of pet owners in a new poll say they feel guilty if they lie to their pets. And 70% of people think their pets know when you're lying to them.
Why would you lie to your, what do you mean?
Well, like, we're going to go out and play. We're going to go take a walk. I won't be gone that long, whatever. Or we're out of treats. You can't have it. You know, whatever reason you may lie to your dog.
That.
70% of people say they believe their pets know when they've been lied to.
I don't think your dog knows when you, if you say we're out of treats, the only thing my dog's going to understand is the word treats. So I wouldn't even say that, because when I say treat, he goes right to the area in the house where I keep the treats.
Sure.
I'm trying to think when I lie to my dog. I wouldn't feel guilty about lying to him, but I don't think I mean,
if you say you can't jump up here because I just had the couch cleaned.
Well, he doesn't understand that explanation.
Well, you're lying to him.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he can see right through you.
Well, I wouldn't
he
have
looks
a
at your eyes and says, he's lying to me.
Well, I wouldn't have a problem lying to him, but I don't think he's going to understand.
We can't go outside right now. It's raining. And he's looking out the window going, it ain't raining.
I don't think he understands that, but I would not have a problem. I wouldn't have a problem lying. If I got to get that dog to do something, if I have to lie to get that, because that dog can be very difficult at times to deal with and stubborn.
Like if
you're
he
damn
was
damn right,
like
I'm
going
to lie. If
like
I have to lie and that's the only way to get it done, I will lie to get him.
Okay, like
to get
maybe
it done.
He doesn't like going to get his hair cut or going to the vet or something like that, and you got to lie to him to say we need
to
go.
In the car.
We go to get him in the car for some kind of lie, and then he knows you're lying to him.
I think he does know the word haircut. I think he does know that. I think he understands that. But I don't think he knows vet or the hotel. I'm not sure if he understands that. But to answer your question, yes. Yes. This dog is so challenging for me at times. If the only way I can get him to do something, I would absolutely lie, and yeah. I wouldn't apologize.
And he can read the metrics in your face.
I would lie if I have to.
He can tell in the timbre of your voice.
If I have to get it done.
He can tell by the way you look down at the floor.
How do you think?
Up to the left.
I had to get him to poop yesterday at noon. I had to lie and say, there's a whole bag of treats inside of your poop right now, man.
We got an appointment.
He does it anyway. That dog is up. For a small dog, I don't know what's going on with that dog, but he is regular, that dog. He has no issues in that regard.